Dean.
Not live, and almost from Beverly Hills, it's the Bob Dean Show. Yay. Yeah, there we go. Now, I must say quickly
one listener.
That we are not, Sammy Junio, my normal producer, is not here this evening. She will be joining us next week. I am so grateful to be in the Coast to Coast AM studios in Sherman Oaks, California. My guest tonight, Marla Martinson, author and Beverly Hills matchmaker. Yay.
Woohoo!
And the host of Coast to Coast AM, Emmy Award-winning and friend of mine, host George Norrie.
Yeah, love to see you. Bobby, it's always great to see you, especially in this kind of environment, my setting.
Yes.
Which is cool.
And this is so exciting because Marla's next to me and... I'm speechless. I'm in a real studio. This is so exciting.
You're like a little kid.
I am. I'm telling you, at Christmas, and I'm going to try and contain myself so we can get on with the show because I know we have limited time, and I want to thank you and your producers and technicians and everybody for letting us come and do the Bob Dean Show here. So we're going to start off, you guys. I will be at the Laugh Factory on March 12th. That's a Sunday. And stay tuned to my website, bobdestrolicomic.com.
And I've been to you. And you are funny, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
You are funny watching you do your
thing.
Thank
you. I'm reasonably amusing, I think. And I'm being FaceTimed right now, too, you people. My Marla's doing it. I have no idea how that works. What we're going to do is I'm going to move quickly because George has given us his time and Marla her time, and we have 30 minutes. So we're going to do my Blast from the Past phone call to my friend in Nashville, Tennessee, Boyer Barner. Boyer is on the line with us.
Hello, Boyer.
Hello, everybody, and hello, George. I've been listening to you every night for years.
Bob was telling me about that, and thank you, by the way, for doing that. I really appreciate
it. And Boyer's also a St. Louis. He's been in Nashville for many years, and Boyer is a huge activist about preservation of Nashville architecture, which is being bulldozed by a lot. But Boyer's also a native of St. Louis.
St. Louis is a great place. Where'd you grow up?
Webster Groves, and then my folks for the last 15 years, they moved down to the Central West End.
Oh, love it. The whole area. St. Louis is such a cool place. My kids are still there, and it's just great. It really
George,
is.
I have to tell you this. I bought a Sea Crane radio.
They're the best.
And I listened to KMOX Cardinals on my back porch all the time.
You get those Cardinals. You got that hunger for that baseball team, don't you?
It's the only team, and thank you very much for the Sea Crane radio recommendation and your show.
Oh, the radios are great. As a matter of fact, Boyer, they have the Crank radios too. The CC radios are just phenomenal products, and I buy them as Christmas gifts for people, and they just love them.
I bought their other radio where you can listen to the airlines.
Yep, the Skyway.
Apparently, it's secret. Yeah, the Skyway. I haven't picked up any Russian broadcasts yet, but I do have a.
I picked up Bob Dean on the radio once.
Yeah, remember, Boyer, this is the Bob Dean Show.
I have a Bigfoot screen I picked off the internet. I would like you just to listen to it and maybe confirm it. Are you ready?
Yeah, play it.
Let's play it.
Here we go.
Give me a second here.
All right, we're going to be listening to a Bigfoot.
Boyer,
we've got a
fascinated
Bigfoot
by
screen,
Bigfoot.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, my.
That was it?
Wow. That was actually Mo Howard.
Oh man! But the
Three Stooges.
I was going to say that sounded like a troubled something, Bobby.
I was testing George because I love it when you bring up Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's a great story for us, Bobby.
Well, that's a whole other episode.
I believe him. I have met three people who have actually seen Bigfoot.
Really?
Well, I believe that too. Well, they're in Middle Tennessee too, up around Cleveland and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, come on into your show, Bob. Come on in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, actually,
I heard there was a Bigfoot in a parking lot that George almost ran over.
Yeah, that was me, and it was in a crosswalk.
That was how I first met him, as everybody will now find out that I was going to where Bob works, Wolfgang Steakhouse. And I was making
my rent paying job.
Was making a left hand turn onto Cannon. The sun was hitting me right in the face. I could not see anything. And as I made the turn, I saw this creature, this Bigfoot creature, walking across the street with his apron on, and it was Bobby, and I almost hit him.
You missed me by 2 inches,
now,
literally.
Now, he gave me the stare of stares. Normally, when somebody does that to him, he kicks the bumper. In this case, he just kept walking, but he gave me this look of just anger. Anyways, he went into his restaurant, so be it, and I valet parked, and I went in. By the way, I had no idea who he was. So I go in and I sit down in my favorite little corner, and who's the bartender who looks at me? But it was Bob.
With disdain. Oh. I was like, because I was tying my apron and I looked up and we were face to face, and you were the only person at that huge bar. And I'm like, that's a mother boop.
Well, we got along.
Oh, yes, we did, because I'm hustling a tip always, sir. And you've turned out to be one of the most delightful regulars that I've got.
Well,
when you're in town.
You have two, so that's good.
Thanks. You know, slinging drinks. People say, what do you do, Bob Dean? I say, I'm an actor and a comedian, which means I'm a bartender. But don't bunch.
Yes, sir.
You should have hit the gas.
No. I mean, the guy would have owned this radio show and this network if I had done that.
No Boyer, way.
You and I spent enough time driving around in my big old Bonneville convertible having a good time, Boyer. But
I never had a good time in that convertible.
Why not?
But I know many stories about it. Jerry Joyner talked about it.
Oh, yeah. It was a 68 Bonneville. Listen, Boyer, I got to tell you, I got to wrap up my time with you, bud. Because we are
that sounds all good.
You listen, I love you very much, and your beautiful girl Cindy Earle Nashville, Tennessee, of Cindy Earle Jewelry. She's friggin' awesome. I talked to her on the phone today, and she couldn't. If you want a true Southern lady, you need to speak to Cindy Earle.
Is George doing the neck cut across the neck?
Is he what?
He's saying like.
Yeah, he's doing across the neck like it's time for us to go on to the rest of the Bob Dean Show.
And we'll say that. So let's say bye to Boyer. Boyer, thanks for listening, and be well.
I love you, Boyer. Tell everybody in Nashville. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now, first, I want to say that George and Marla's here, too. This is our Thanksgiving, our Valentine's Day edition. Yay!
By the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Can everybody hear me on this... Yeah, I guess it's working. Hello, testing.
Of course we can hear you.
Yes, the real life Cupid is here in the studio.
This is a real studio. You've been in here before.
I've been in here how many times, George?
Couple times.
About five.
You're the Beverly Hills matchmaker.
Every book.
Thank you, George.
Any more books coming out?
Well, I'm working on one. I'm working on a cozy, which is like a murder mystery.
Yeah.
But it's slow going, but I'm working on it.
Well, you'll do it. It's great. And,
thank
of course,
you.
Marla is one of the world's greatest writers when it comes
she
to
has.
Relationships.
The
and
Buddha
stuff.
Made Me Do It. And
Diary of a Beverly Hills Matchmaker.
Well, and you know what? And it was talking to you and a lady who came to me at an event that inspired us to develop ParanormalDate.com.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which has now got 72,000 signed up members.
Well, I hear
Holy
it's going
crap.
Good. You should, you should have me on there giving some advice, George.
You never know.
You never know. So you guys, if anybody's listening that's, you should, and you're into the paranormal, check out Coast to Coast AM website because you can find like-minded people.
And by the way, we highlighted Bob Dean's podcast many, many months ago.
That's right.
And
he was
starting
it was like
to
my
do this.
Fifth episode.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate
and
that.
And we're back again.
Well, I'm so excited
you're
to
so sweet,
be
George.
Here.
You're George. You're really nice to do this. Really, I know Bob
well,
really.
Both of you guys are
well,
very nice.
Thanks, because we are celebrities.
Well, wait,
so.
Wait till the network sends them the invoice for the production cost.
Should I be laughing about
$12,600.
I have $67 in my savings account.
Oh, that it's going to be you know a lot of comp drinks.
It's a crew
for
you. You do not. Come on. He's rolling in it. He makes
now, listen,
big
Marla,
tips up at Wolfgang's.
But you
yeah?
also are a crystal healing and Reiki. I always pronounce
Reiki.
It.
Reiki.
I was talking
that's
that
right.
with my friend Julia on the phone today, and she is absolutely fascinated by that as well. So I want to hook you up with her. But
yes,
tell us a little bit more.
You can. I do beautiful energy healing at my house. So in the San Fernando Valley, you can come in, George. Complimentary session for you if you want to come over.
I've been
you
to one
Bob.
Of your with your husband. It's a beautiful house. Great
yes,
little
and
pool
with a pool.
I yeah. set my table up and I have beautiful music, a little incense. You lay on the table. I do a great energy healing, use some crystals, and do an hour session.
How
it's
long
really
you,
nice.
Have you been doing that?
About 4 years now.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I love it. And I could do long distance as well. So it's really nice. And
I'm taking you up on that free coupon.
Yes, come on over.
Yeah.
And Tom Danheiser, you're welcome as well. and this real handsome switchboard operator there.
Dan.
That's our operations vice
All
president.
Right. Isn't he cute? Are you single?
No.
Okay. Sorry, ladies. So, yes, I like to combine it with the matchmaking, because sometimes people have a closed heart chakra. They've been hurt. They're
right.
feeling a little bitter, maybe the last relationship.
Oh, tell me
and
about
I can
it.
Help them open
Previously.
Up that heart chakra, their energy channels, and bring in some love.
Now, is that something that
is
your
that
client...
Too woo-woo for you guys?
And by the way, how many Facebook Live followers do you have looking at you right now?
Two. No, but you know what? It's on the replay that you get
You'll get
a
more.
Lot. We'll get more. Yes.
Well, then put the camera on
put it on your
minute,
website.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you. Hi.
Oh, that's right. This is the Bob
it's
Dean
Bob
radio
Dean
show.
Well, you know what this is? This is a show with my friends, and I'm just so dang proud to be in the studio with you guys.
Put on your hat.
Oh, yeah, my cowboy hat. Well,
do you know what it's like, Bobby, to get 30 minutes of my broadcast time before my live show?
I don't know what to say, George. I honestly don't. I mean, I'm so excited because you're such a supporter of my comedy.
I love what you do.
And you're a supporter of my bartending. I'll lean over the bar and, that... And you always have that calming effect.
People need to know your personality. Once you know your personality, you're a lovable guy. But if they don't know you right away, they go, what? That's right.
Yeah.
But George is, George, I listen
to
your show all the time, and people always say how nice you are and how easy you are to talk to. And it's true. George Noori is an awesome guy, and I've known him for a long time, and he is just genuine like he is on his show.
Well, Marla and Bobby, we've got live show events too coming up all over the place.
We sure do. Now you're going to be in Salt Lake City
on March 10th.
March 10th, right?
I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm in Scottsdale on April 21st, and then June 9th I'm in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, that's your first Las Vegas show.
What about Conscious Life Expo this weekend?
I'm going to be doing that too.
Well, are you excited about Vegas? Now, okay, wait, I have a question for you, because in Salt Lake, on the breakdown that I was reading, there's a guy that died and been back three times. Can we talk about that?
Daniel Brinkley has
amazing.
Been hit he's, a couple times. He's died. He's been hit by lightning, and he has come back. I mean, he has been to the other side, and he's going to be talking about what the other side
that
is like.
That is so exciting.
And then we've got little Adam the healer with his crystals. Marla, you'll like that. This
Adam
is a little
healer,
12-year-old kid
who
has these magical crystals that he uses for all kinds of things. Adam Garcia is his
Which
name.
City?
He's going to be in Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh, I got to connect with this kid.
Live in Vegas.
All right.
And I also understand Elvis may be coming back from the other side.
This kid will bring him back with one of those magical crystals.
Silverton Casino.
Now, also,
Vegas.
You have, and I'm just so excited to be talking to you in person again, but tonight, you're on the first half of your show, it's Jeff Goodell. Is that the right pronunciation?
Yes. We're going to talk about rising sea levels.
Rising sea levels, which I don't see how anybody could just deny that. My favorite little spot in a beach in Malibu is completely gone.
I know it.
And
happening.
It's going to be a fascinating show.
What's causing
show tonight?
That? We really don't know. I'm not a man-made climate change type person, but I do believe we have Earth cycles.
Of course.
And we're going through one
right
now.
Right.
How do you feel about chemtrails?
Chemtrails are real. They're
Thank
spraying
you.
Things on us.
They are absolutely real. And I've got a scientist friend of mine in Virginia, and Kelly, I love you, but we go back and forth about this because everybody said, one of the first things my dad taught me was the expulsion from the jets and certain temperatures in the air and all that. Well, that's obvious. But when you look up in the
jet
sky.
Jet vapors.
Correct.
But
when
that
you
happens.
Look up in the sky on certain days, and it doesn't happen all the time, but when
it's
jets are so high,
here.
They're so high, and that you can and they fly in
they go up like a rocket.
Yeah. And then the cloud dissipates into grayness. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely a fact. And
you had a scientist on recently who was fascinating.
I always have scientists.
About the chemtrails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're spraying us for some reason.
Right.
I think it's weather manipulation.
Probably, because we never get any rain now.
Some people think they dumb us down by spraying like Prozac in the air.
Well, what about
us?
Things like how Los Angeles, these strains of flu and this thing that's been going, and I'm speaking in your microphone, believe me, I'm 100% better, but I had the exact same thing, where
and it lingers.
The tickle in the throat, and everybody caught, and listen, I work in a very fine spot, but everybody, customers, it's like, and the coughs are all in twos. It's like, like that. You know what I'm talking about? Did you notice that?
I get it.
And I think that absolutely has something to do with this chemtrailing, stuff like that. Because everybody's sick in unison, and it hits like boom, 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 boom.
And they know when it's going to happen, when people are going to get sick, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And you've seen the spider web look in the morning. You think it's dew, but it's really not. I think these are the fibers from what they've sprayed.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Well, that scientist you had on said, if we don't stop this within 20 years, we're going to have an epidemic of lung cancer.
Well, we just might.
Yeah.
And,
so.
And again, like Bobby just said, people are getting sick and they can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, and I think sometimes, you know, the mainstream media is trying to scare us, you know, sometimes I feel like that, but with these, you know, the cases of flu now, and how many we've had a good friend.
Well, it's up dramatically.
Through 6 degrees of separation, George, that you know, from hanging out at Wolfgang's, a very lovely woman of 46 years old died of the flu.
That's sad.
She was worked with one of the local liquor companies. 6-year-old daughter, healthy as a horse. She's an ex cheerleader for the.
I think I read about that too.
Yeah. And they thought it was just respiratory, and then she was in the hospital one day, and then boom.
Yep.
So that means
God rest her soul.
You gotta enjoy every single day, right?
Absolutely,
you gotta enjoy
Marla.
That love day, Valentine's Day coming up, and you know, don't forget to tell everybody that you know you love them.
Every day I do.
Yeah.
I love you, Marla.
I love you,
whether
George.
It's your kids, your mom, your
That's
father,
right.
whatever.
Yes.
You
got to
say you love them.
Well, you know, when I'm being an A, you know, behind the bar, that's just my shtick for hustling tips, because I do love you all.
You're a good man, Bobby.
Yeah,
and
right.
You're doing great with this podcast. Tell me, how's it going for you?
Wow, thank you for asking, George. This will be the 37th episode of The Bob Dean Show.
Yay!
And Marla, this is Marla's third show, and George, your second. Thank you very much,
right.
And I hope for more. But I am, the show is, we are almost at the 6,000 download mark.
That's great.
On iTunes alone. That doesn't mean the people that are listening on the Stitcher app, you know, for
good for
the,
you.
Well,
hey, this
thank
might
you.
End and your career, George.
No,
never.
But I mean, I'm having a ball with it, and you know, the like you and the guests I've had on, you know, Shel Talmay, he discovered the Kinks and the Who, and J.D. Hinton, and Marsha Posner Williams, the producer of the Golden Girls. I'm just so fortunate because working at Wolfgang's Steakhouse by Wolfgang's Wiener,
you see them come in all
well,
the time.
Yeah, and because you know. They once they get past the fact that I'm really not a jerk. You know, they're really absolutely willing. They're like, some people are coming to me going, hey, I want to be on
Larry,
your show.
Larry King came in there a couple times.
Larry King's
Larry's
in there.
A regular.
Yeah, he's
we
in there
Larry.
At least once a week.
I bought him dinner once, but he never said thanks.
Can you believe that,
really?
Larry?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What the hell? Well, Mel Gibson's a regular there, too.
Yeah.
Mel's
the friendliest, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know.
Well, sometimes they want
nice
to be just left
there.
Alone.
Yeah.
Well, whenever
you
I see a, because I worked at La Scala across the street for what until they stopped giving insurance. But I've been on Canon and that particular thing for 12 years. And the point being is that I've mentioned this on many shows. I've had the opportunity to meet a ton of like big time celebrities from old school to the ones that are like currently hot. And what I do is just, you know, when I get the opportunity, I just say, hi, I'm Bob Dean. Thanks for the laughs.
That's all
or,
you
hi,
have
I'm
to
Bob
do.
Dean.
Yeah.
Thanks
and,
for the
and,
movies.
And don't bother them.
Exactly. Yeah. And it, sometimes their eyes get so wide, like, wow, I thought you were going to come up and go, oh, I'm your biggest fan. Carol Burnett, I got to tell you this. She was in a couple of months ago, and she and her, I assume her daughter, and it was between lunch and dinner. They were the only ones in the dining room, and they were sitting on the banquette. You know, there's four tables, you know,
sure.
behind the two big doors.
Nice spot there.
Yeah. It was a really comfortable. And I'm walking by and I just went, afternoon, ladies. And I kept on walking and then I realized it was her. And it was just like a cartoon. I mean, if my body could have made that noise. And I leaned back like Limbo. I don't know how this big old body did it, but I had to lean back about 4 feet like this. And I made eye contact and I just put my hands over my chest and I go, I mouthed out, I love you.
Oh,
and she just smiled from ear to
See,
ear.
You made her little... day. You made her day. Tommy ran into, at the Great Greek Restaurant, Patrick Swayze before he died.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just a delightful young guy. I mean, he was a nice guy. What a tragedy losing him.
Yeah, and you know something else on that note, too, is that Farrah Fawcett, I saw her just maybe a month or so
before she died
passed
too.
Away, and she was very frail. And I just never realized that she was such, despite her weight because of her illness, she was still like such a petite little thing. You know, most of the television and movie...
And you know, we also know quite well, a very avid listener to Coast, John Fogerty, the great musician.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was one of the best.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, all those guys.
Oh, my goodness.
But you run into them a lot here. You're right.
Well,
and I'm glad you get them for your podcast.
Well, that's what I was moving around to, and is that... A lot of them are coming to, not a lot, but several are coming to me saying, hey, can I come on your show? And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'd be honest, like you. Well, you didn't ask me. I'm bugging you all the time. But I'm in the process of putting a reel together finally that I can, you know, when, because people that are finally, you know, that are recognizing the popularity of the Bob Dean Show, yay! You know, I want to have a little something to send out so they realize that it's fun, but it's also serious, and I'm very proud that people are listening, and thanks a lot.
And you inspired me, Bob, because I started my own podcast recently. It's called The Mystical Matchmaker.
Marla Martinson, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
And
check
you are
www.marlamartinson.com.
Yep, absolutely. So how's your Facebook? How many people now, Marla?
I don't know. Who's
it's
out
up,
there?
It's up in the corner.
It doesn't say anything, but it says Mary Lee.
What you do is you post it later on your Facebook page,
yeah,
and then they watch it.
You will.
Then you get
Susanna
a lot of
Toth,
hits.
Mary Lee Klein Sweeney.
Are they saying
Craig
things
Michaels
to you?
Is they can, watching
they can
Vanessa.
Make, they can make comments to
I know,
you on
guys,
that.
Comment. George Nuri wants comments.
See? Well, Bob Dean wants comments. It's the Bob
and
Dean
Bob.
Show. Gee whiz, Marla. Hey, you guys.
Yes, George. All right.
Bobby, where'd you get that hat, by the way?
The dollar store.
Dollar store. Look at this hat.
The 99-cent store, the greatest
that
store in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Hat cost a dollar?
A dollar.
He's getting us I've all got, one. What color
exactly.
do you want, George?
So they really just have dollar things at the dollar store.
Yes,
oh, man, it's a great. It's the greatest store in the world. Try the one on the 99-cent store. We'll plug you guys. It's fun as hell. And you'll go in there going, I can't believe I shopped at
you
especially
bought that
for
hat for a dollar.
Well, it's also great because I always wear it in the convertible when I'm cruising around in my LeBaron, and if
sure.
it blows off, it's like, what's the big deal?
It's only a dollar.
But ladies and gentlemen,
but
I have to tell you,
since you have $59 left, you better be careful with those hats.
$56 left. I want to thank George and Marla so much, and Dan and Tommy for letting the Bob Dean Show come to your studio, Coast to Coast AM Studios in Sherman Oaks, and you guys are friggin' awesome.
It was fun having you.
And
you
please,
two
ladies and gentlemen, subscribe to the Bob Dean Show on iTunes and listen on Stitcher, or go to my website, bobthesurlycomic.com. I will be at the Laugh Factory on March 12th. George is going to be in Scottsdale. And I'm sorry, George, tell me the date again.
Scottsdale
first
is going
Salt
to
Lake.
Be on the weekend of the 10th,
and then
March 10th,
and then
that weekend, and then Scottsdale will be, so that's Salt Lake City, March
right.
10th,
and then
Scottsdale it will be April 21st, and then Vegas
June
9th.
Great.
All right.
And Marla, thank you guys so much, very much. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
And
thanks
for
listening.
Good luck with the podcast.
Episode of the Bobby
Bye, everybody.
Show. Yay, bye.
See you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.